Is it appropriate to wash your hands for Netilat Yadayim while in the bathroom? Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet writes that by just entering into the bathroom, into a bet kiseh, a person needs to wash for Netilat Yadayim. The lack of cleanliness, the impurity of the place necessitates washing. And so therefore it stands to reason that that washing itself can't be done while in that makom tameh. Indeed, Chacham Vadia Yosef in Yehavedat Chelek Gimal Siman Aleph writes that lechatechila, ideally, a person should not do netilat yadayim while in the bathroom. But in Siman Pe Gimal, Shulchan Aruch describes a different reality, a circumstance which is referred to by the Gemara as Bet Kiseh de Parsae, or Persian toilet. It's a situation where the toilet has an underground canal, and therefore anything that enters immediately slants off to the side, more than 4 amot or 6 feet out of the way of the person sitting on top. It's in that situation which Shulchan Aruch says you could even say Kiryat Shema when in a Bet Kiseh de Parsae. In Sheilot Teshubot Zekan Aharon Siman Aleph, he therefore argues that in today's contemporary bathrooms, with our modern toilets, which after flushing immediately anything that was inside the toilet is moved even further than 6 feet away, you could certainly do Netilat Yadayim. But Chacham Vadia Hadaya in his Yaskil Abdi Chelek Vav disagrees. He distinguishes Bet Kiseh de Parsae, the old-time bathrooms of the Persians with those toilets that they had. Immediately upon entering, anything that was in the toilet was moved out of the way. It went down on that slant. That's different than the bathrooms of today. The toilet, although after flushing, immediately removes anything from the room, but in the seconds or moments before flushing, the room's status changed. It's no longer a pure and clean place. It's rather branded as a makom tum'ah. And as such, you could not do any mitzvah, not even netilat yadayim, in our own bathrooms. The poskim have, for several decades, discussed and debated this point. Chacham Aharon Sheweka, the rabbi in Egypt and then in Israel, wrote to Chacham Ovadia Yosef disagreeing with his Pesach Halacha. It's quoted in the name of Rabbi Mazuz as well, and Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul in Or Lesion. Each of them argue that bathrooms today are in an unprecedented fashion, cleaner than ever before. It's hard to argue, they therefore say, that any toilet, Bet Kiseh de Parsae or otherwise, was cleaner than the bathrooms that we have today. So flushing the toilet is sufficient for establishing a clean place and therefore permitting doing Netilat Yadayim. In fact, Chacham Vadia Yosef's son, Chacham David Yosef, in the book Orchot Maran, attests to the fact that when his father would travel and stay in hotels where there was no sink nearby outside of the bathroom, he would do Netilat Yadayim even in the bathroom. It's therefore halakha l'maaseh on this matter that although ideally we'd rather not do mitzvot in the bathroom, it's a place which generally speaking we associate with tumah, with contamination and filth. Nonetheless, when it comes to the mitzvah of Netilat Yadayim, if that is the easiest way for you to perform this mitzvah, it is certainly permitted to do so.